This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. My co-host Anthony Brooks is off today. By now, you've heard of the remarkable story of the Mississippi baby who apparently has been cured of HIV. It's just the second time this has happened in the history of this global pandemic. This baby received aggressive antiretroviral drugs just hours after she was born. That lasted until she was 18 months old. The little girl is 2.5 now. And Dr. Catherine Luzuriaga is a UMass Med School researcher who heads the lab that confirmed that the child is functionally cured of HIV.
Which means control of viral replication and lack of rebound once they come off antiretroviral medications.
Now, one case does not a trend make. But we wondered, for the many Massachusetts-based researchers who've been working for decades on HIV, what does this moment mean for them? Well, one of them is Dr. Stephen Boswell, president and CEO of Fenway Health and former head of HIV Clinical Services at Massachusetts General Hospital. He joins us today from the Atlanta conference where this case was officially presented in the morning. Dr. Boswell, welcome to Radio Boston.
Hi, Meghna.
It's terrific to have you. You were there when the researchers presented their findings about this little girl. What did you come away with?
Well, I think it's very interesting. The science is somewhat complicated, but they've done a good job of bringing together the tools that we have right now to, as best as can be done at the current time, show that indeed the child was infected with HIV and that the unusual treatment that the child was given, how early the child started on therapy, the fact that the therapy was in fact much more aggressive than would typically be used to try to prevent transmission. And then 15 to 18 months later, the child stopped therapy, which would not have been something that we would normally have recommended, was lost, what we refer to as lost to follow-up for 5 months or so. And then when the child came back into care sometime later than that, they tested the child, expecting to see a rebound of virus within the child's bloodstream, and instead found nothing using our standardized tests for detecting virus.
Which is, I think, what got everybody's attention when the news was released yesterday that this had happened. But Dr. Boswell, I'm wondering, from your perspective as a longtime HIV researcher, what are the two or three most important questions that remain to be answered before this can be called, you know, a major breakthrough in the study of HIV/AIDS?
Well, I think the first question is whether the child was actually infected to begin with. It sounds like it should be an obvious thing to be able to prove that, in fact, someone is infected with HIV. But in children, in newly born children, it's a very difficult thing to actually show conclusively. And as a consequence, there'll always be some question as to whether the child was infected. Mm-hmm. They've done an amazing job of really trying to put together data to support their conclusion that the child was in fact infected, but it's very difficult to prove without some element of doubt still present. And it just has to do with the way the virus behaves, the unusual characteristics of a newborn infant, and the newborn infant's immune system are such that it's often very difficult to distinguish true infection from just having some of the markers that are present in the mother.
Dr. Boswell, I wonder if you might be able to take a step back with me, because I wonder, for someone like you who has been researching HIV/AIDS for so long, what did it mean to you that this was even possible, that there might be a glimmer of hope that a child had been, quote-unquote, functionally cured of HIV/AIDS?
Well, I think this is, as you pointed out, the second case where it's been very carefully studied, and people believe the balance of the data shows that someone was in fact infected and then cured. The first case was in the Berlin patient a number of years ago. That was an adult patient who received a bone marrow transplant. So anytime you see something like this, it's tremendously interesting and important from a scientific standpoint, because it gives you a clue that can be very helpful in terms of thinking about how you might extend this kind of approach to treat many more kids.
Well, on that point, I'm sorry to interrupt, but
sure.
But I do want to ask you, because on that point, I mean, while the number of children born in the United States with HIV is relatively low. I mean, I imagine that this is big news because of the impact that it possibly could have worldwide. I mean, I've seen charts from, I remember Peter Piotta, I once saw him give a talk when he was head of UNAIDS, and he was talking about how life expectancy in Africa had basically been turned on its head and subtracted by decades because of the AIDS crisis there. I mean, it's in those countries where this news might have an even greater impact, is it not?
Absolutely. There are some 300,000 babies born every year with HIV infection around the world. Roughly 3 million children are living with HIV now. So this is a major issue. In the United States, we've done a tremendous job at decreasing the number of new infections over the last 15 years or more. And as a consequence, we have fewer cases here than in many other areas of the world. But this is tremendously important from a worldwide standpoint, no question.
Well, Dr. Stephen Boswell is president and CEO of Fenway Health. He joins us today from the Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections in Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. Boswell, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.